No problem. Thank you for ringing.
Leo, the first thing I've got to ask is, how did all these challenges come about? Can you just tell us a little bit about them?
What it was in February, I'd had a few problems. I'd been to the doctors, and I was sent away three times, told I had different things from indigestion to constipation, but I knew it was something a bit more serious. And my wife, who was a nurse, insisted I got sent for a scan, and they discovered a tumour in my stomach the size of a football, 26 centimetres in diameter. And it was first thought to be something called lymphoma, and then when they did a biopsy, they discovered it was a rare form of cancer called GIST, which only 900 people in the UK get every year. So me being me, I had to get something very rare, more chance of winning the lottery, but I didn't. I got a tumour in my stomach instead. I'd done a bit of charity work with Sheffield Children's Hospital for a few years before. So my friends, they seen that I was quite affected by it the first few weeks, and it's not like me to let something get to me. So they said, why don't you do something to raise awareness for GIST? I didn't want to do something that a lot of other people have already done. There's a lot of great charities out there, a lot of people competing to get their charity put forward more. And credit to everyone who does the Three Peaks and the bike rides and things like that, the great achievements. But I just thought, to get noticed and to get the word of GIST out there, I needed to try and do things a little bit different. So I've had the same group of friends, core group of friends, since I left school about 30 years ago. So I asked them if I set them challenges, whether they'd be willing to take them on. And they said, yeah. So I just set about trying to think of things a little bit different that might get a lot of views online and people interested in it. So the first one, I got a Sheffield United friend of mine to go outside Bramall Lane in a Sheffield Wednesday shirt and sing Sheffield Wednesday songs. and I filmed that. And it got a little bit of interest. It raised a couple of £100, and people started to wonder what I was doing. And then the second one, I managed to get Clinton Woods on board, who was absolutely brilliant. And he agreed to do three rounds with one of my friends in a boxing match. So we set that up, and we filmed that, and we did a little Rocky training video.
Brilliant.
Leading up to it, which got 20,000 views, and people starting to come to the page to see what was going on. We got it in the Star and in the Sheffield Star and a few other newspapers, and it really kicked on from there. And that was a great event, a lot of people, and we raised over £1,000 on that. And my target was always £10,000, because I was told by Just Support UK, who I'm raising money for, that because it's a little known cancer, they don't get the funding that bigger, more common cancers get, into research and into finding cures and things like that. So I wanted to raise £10,000, which would help them do a trial on some new drugs. So that was my target. I didn't really think I'd get there, but I thought, I'm going to give it my best go. My wife shaved her hair off. A little girl, a friend of mine, a little girl, said she wanted to do a challenge. So she went and biked 15K and raised £200 or £300. And everyone's been really supportive. And the last one we did was an eating trial, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here eating trial.
I saw that one. I absolutely love that. Get it down your neck as well, a Yorkshire twist on it.
Yeah, I'm from Yorkshire, Garrett Dominic. We thought we'd give it a little bit of a twist, and they did great. They ate everything. And we're just short of £5,000 at the minute, so we're nearly halfway there. And I've got six or seven more trials to do. I'm just struggling to come up with the ideas to keep up with them. So if any of your viewers have got ideas or anything they could help me with to get the other trials going, that would be amazing. One thing that has happened this week... As well as yourselves calling, I had a company called Grassroots UK. I've got 84,000 members. Because I did a little football challenge for the local football teams, where I got a little red spot, which is on the GIST logo, on a pair of football shorts. And I got the coaches to bend over and the kids to take a shot at them at the backside and pay £2. And a pound went to the junior football club, because I've been involved in junior football and local football all my life. And I know how they struggle for finances. So half the money went to them, and the other half was donated to GIST, and it raised awareness for GIST. And Grassroots Football UK love this idea, and they've put it out online on their site, and it's just gone crazy this week. There's lots of people across the country, even Australia and America, are taking part in this challenge this weekend. And I'm hoping...
Brilliant.
I mean, you always hope that the ice bucket challenge that went viral, I hope that it could kick on something like that, because it's good for junior football. It's raising awareness for a great cancer that I'm wanting to get out there. So everybody's a winner, and it's better than doing a raffle for a bottle of wine on the sideline on a Sunday morning like everybody does. It's a bit more fun to it. So I'm hoping that one can take off. And I'm going to keep going with the other challenges and keep coming up with original ideas. And the positivity I've got from it has been massive. I mean, I call the challenges Let's Laugh at Cancer, because I think I went to Weston Park in Sheffield and I spoke to a guy who I had played football with before. I seen him, he worked there, and he said, "Well, you've got a positive attitude, you'll be fine," because people with positive attitudes who are coming here, they always come out the other side. It's the ones that don't fight it head on and let it beat them that struggle with it. Mm. So that's the attitude I've taken. And up to now, I had a 3-month scan, and the tumour's shrunk to 10 centimetres. And tomorrow, I go for my 6-month scan, with fingers crossed that it's shrunk enough for surgery. So I do put a lot of that down to the positivity, and my friends and family have been amazing, and everyone who's followed the page, keeping me going and giving me a positive outlook on it all.
I was going to say that, like, yeah, because I mean, I'm wishing you all the best with that as well. But you must be so proud of everything you've achieved so far in what is a very short space of time. And is it just about raising awareness as well as the money there as well?
Yeah, it's definitely about raising awareness, because, like I said, there's only 900 people diagnosed with the GIST. When I went to Rotherham Hospital, which is my local hospital, they didn't even know really much about it. I had to refer myself to Weston Park at Sheffield. Mm. Like I said, I went to the doctors 3 times and was sent away before they'd even send me for an ultrasound. And it had grown to the size of a football. So people, even the doctors, are not really aware of it. And like every other cancer, some people actually get on the operating table for other things before these GISTs are found in the stomach. So it's something people need to be aware of, and to get the word spread on GIST is really my main focus. The money's great, because it helps to do a trial, and if we can find drugs that can help people with GIST, I mean, that helps myself and a lot of other people as well. Mm. So, and it's also about making memories. When something so scary happens, you reevaluate your life a little bit. So, making memories with your friends and having a bit of a laugh, and something that your children can look back on, that what you did when you were faced with something so serious. I think it's important that I do that.
Mm. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And Lee, I've got to ask as well, how can people get involved, like you were saying, about sending ideas for what you want to do next, and if they want to donate some money? How can they do that, Lee?
I've got a page on Facebook, Lee Brown Taking the GIST. It's building up every time. I'm getting lots and lots of followers. I post everything onto there. There's a Just Giving link at the top that is linked to Just Support UK, where all the funds that we do raise from the challenges go there. Anybody can private message me on there if you've got any ideas or facilities or things that you think would be a good idea for our challenges. That'd be amazing, because I want them to get bigger and better every time. I've tried to get Sheffield Wednesday Football Club involved and a few other celebrities, and I'm still talking to a few people, see if I can get them involved in future challenges. But I've got the victims lined up. I just need the challenges.
Absolutely brilliantly. It's an amazing story so far, and looking forward to seeing what happens with this as well. And we'll make sure we put it out there on Facebook as well. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much.